This is Sean with Voices of SAE speaking to Matt Baird, 1994 Beta New. Matt, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
All right, so there's a song that you loved from back in the day, and it scared a lot of kids and probably was blasted through the house, and we're just going to get right to it, and we call it Enter Sandman. So here's my first question. Was there flashbacks when you were a pledge that you had to come into a room when this was playing and some scary things happened?
Oh, yeah, man. To this day, every time I hear this song, you know, it takes me right back to kind of initiation night, right? Just kind of being locked up, in the cold dorm and kind of running down the stairs, strobe lights, you know, beer pyramid, people handing you big bowls filled with booze and kind of spraying you with beer. It's just an awesome experience. So, yeah, every time I hear this song, it takes me right back.
That is beautiful. All right, so let's take it back to the beginning for you. What day, month, year, and where were you born?
August 24th, 1976, in good old Richmond, Indiana.
Good old Richmond, Indiana. So you went to grade school, high school, where was that?
Oh, man, grade school, Garrison and Dennis Middle School, and high school, Richmond High School, the Red Devils.
All right. So what types of things did you play as in sports, and what organizations or activities did you do in the community on the side, if any?
Wasn't really involved in sports kind of in high school, but, did a lot of racing. So my dad was in racing kind of dirt cars, dirt tracks kind of around the area. So that was usually my Friday nights. And my family owned a construction company, so did a lot of masonry work and construction work on the weekends. So not a real kind of more of an introvert in high school. I think I'm probably the poster child for the guy that came out of his shell in college and just kind of went batshit crazy and wild with freedom and independence.
All right, so why did you choose Ball State? What was the path to that?
Ball State, like, originally I wanted to be an architect, so Ball State had a great architecture program, so that was really probably the primary reason I chose it. But also, it was just, the right size school, still in state, not too far from home.
All right. And did you go up there and visit before you kind of started, or did you just kind of submit and decide, yeah, this is what I'm going to do?
Yeah, I did some summer programs in high school, with architecture kind of coming up on campus for a couple of weeks and doing that. But yeah, I pretty much had my heart set on Ball State. That's kind of where I wanted to be.
All right. So when you started, I'm assuming, did you go through Rush your first fall semester? And how did you get connected with SAE? Who was your first guys?
Yeah, I started in the fall as a freshman. I think, I probably first learned about it from maybe Travis Powers, I think, was in one of my architecture classes and, was just asking me if I was thinking about rushing and told me I should stop by the house and check it out. And I was also in a class with Adam Neese's girlfriend, I think, married now, Jenny, at the time as well, and just told me that SAE was just a great group of guys. So I think those are probably the two people, where I heard about SAE and kind of what pushed me in that direction. And I had Phil Schombach, kind of fellow pledge brother, that was in La Follette, shared a dorm, or we were in the same dorm together and in classes together. And I think he's, he's who I did the round robin with. And then, of course, I think, back in the day, I had heard about SAE. I think, was that the year of the No Fucking Clowns t-shirt? Maybe across campus or no?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, on Dobbs's interview yesterday, I forgot how I met him. I went down to Bloomington Visiting a chick I met that lived in Washington, D.C., but she came in to Indy in high school on spring break, and we hit it off, and I went down to visit her, and her roommate was dating Dobbs. So I met Dobbs in Bloomington wearing the shirt. And he's like, "What's that?" I'm like, "Well, we kind of got in trouble, but it's clowns that aren't supposed to be having sex. You know, we're no freaking clowns or whatever." Yeah, so that, and I think I put that in the concrete on the side of the house in the street at one point when they redid like the sidewalk or something. But yeah, so that's a good first exposure of you know, stuff that's like in a movie.
Yeah, that's funny, man. And then I think I also remember one of the T-shirts was like, "We may not go down in history, but we'll go down on your sister." I think that was another classic one.
All right, so what's some fun memories of Pledship? Funny things that happen, just that you can kind of remember, even like going to the house together with guys or guys having to get signatures or any of that kind of stuff. What's some things that you recall?
Oh, man. Let's see. I mean, certainly kind of cleaning and call boards and, you know, singing outside at the flagpole, you know, Heidi Tidy and She's a Big Fat Son of a Bitch and all those like crazy songs, you know, working security, kind of garden bottles in the basement and watching the back wall, all those sorts of things. But I think the biggest thing that probably sticks out to me, was scavenger hunt that we did kind of as pledges. And so we had this entire list of things we had to complete, and we had done it all except for one last thing. And this last thing was to get a pack of matches, I think, and snap a photo of someone in Mark III. So as you might imagine, you know, the dudes from Mark III weren't necessarily the type of people you
Wait,
could imagine.
What's that? What's Mark III?
The Mark III tap room and bar.
Forgot about it, but go on.
Yeah. So not really the kind of dudes that you would imagine kind of being open to getting a photo from a stranger, right? So we kind of ignored that fact because we were hell-bent on completing everything on the list. So I think our group was like myself and Dobbs and Jim Couts and Chris Lawrence and maybe a few others. So, you know, we pull up in front of the bar on the street and kind of sit there for a minute trying to figure out which unlucky bastard was going to be the one that goes in and pulls this thing off. So I'm not sure how we ended up deciding, but somehow I kind of pulled the short straw. So I go in, I walk in the bar and kind of ask the bartender for a pack of matches, and he gives me the pack. So I thought, you know, done, check. Damn, that was easy. You know, first one. Now I'm kind of just hanging out there trying to figure out how I'm going to get a picture in here. So I just pull out the camera, held it up over my head and took kind of this wide angle shot of the room. Well, the damn flash was on, so of course it lit up the room, and everyone in the bar kind of turned and looked over, and I just made a straight beeline out of the door as fast as I could. And of course, as I'm coming out of the bar, I'm like, "Yeah, you know, we did it, baby." My arms in the air, and as I get close to the car, this group busts out of the door, and they were like mad as hell. So I'm kind of jumping through the back window into the back seat, and before we could speed away, this guy jumps on the hood of the car. Right, with his knees up by the windshield, he's spitting, cussing, flipping us off. I think he pulls out his junk at one point, and we're just like, "Dobbs, get us the hell out of here." And I think Dobbs gunned it, hopped a curb, we're driving down the sidewalk, and with this dude still on the hood. And then we turn the corner sharply, and he kind of slides off the hood and rolls on the ground, and we're kind of looking at each other and all like, "Are you shitting me? Did that just happen?" Like, that was awesome. And yeah, I guess kind of looking back, that was a sort of foreshadowing, I guess, of all the crazy shit we would see in our time on campus.
All right, walkout.
Walkouts, yeah, where'd we go? I don't remember exactly where we went for mine. I remember going to Illinois and Cincinnati and Ohio was another one, I remember. And just kind of, you know, certainly fun capturing all the actives and, you know, driving all over campus or really what, it, you know, just hanging back and drinking until everyone was kind of rounded up to take off was pretty fun.
I just flashed back to I can't remember who it was. We, one of the actives was kind of an asshole. I think his name was Damon, and I'm blanking on his last name, but we shaved one of his eyebrows when he was passed out at Ohio University. Yeah, he woke up with one eyebrow. You know,
nice.
That's always classic.
Yeah.
All right. So, you obviously got a ton of different memories. What's some of the fun ones at the house that, like, when you're active and a party's going on, or we're paired with another fraternity or some sorority themed situation, maybe something crazy happened in the backyard or in the basement during a party? What's something that kind of stands out?
Oh, man. Yeah, so, you know, I think one thing is certainly the trip to Brazil, Indiana. So all the seniors driving down, you know, getting in a renting a limo to go get the pig for the hog roast. So I think, you know, what you have to remember, like, at least for me, I will say, you know, I was a city boy. I didn't know the first thing about guns, hunting, or anything. So, you know, we're drinking along the way. And when we get there, they start by taking us to this barn that has a couple pig pens and asking us which one we wanted. So we pick one out, and they pull it out of the pen into this little narrow run and kind of back it up into the corner. And they're holding a gate in front of it to keep it in place. And they handed someone, I don't remember who it was, kind of a rifle and said, "Hey, shoot this thing in the head right between the eyes." Well, let me tell you, the pig did not drop when he pulled the trigger. Instead, it squealed, it jumped out, it got loose, and it's running around the farm. And I think we had Jason Swearingen with us, and he jumped on the pig. He had him in a headlock, and this pig is, like, driving him, like, running around the farm with him. And out of nowhere, Swearingen just kind of pulls out a knife and is jabbing this pig in the neck, right?
What?
Yeah, some crazy shit, man. And when it's all said and done, we're hoisting the pig up from a chain to kind of gut it and drain the blood, and everyone is just kind of looking around in utter shock, like, what the hell did we just witness, right? And so that, you know, and then, of course, later on, had a hog roast that took the pig back, party that night. But, yeah, that was a wild experience.
Yeah, that's crazy. How about something at the house?
Yeah, at the house. I remember one night, you know, getting into it kind of with some rugby players. So I think it was a kind of a quiet night over winter break. I don't think there were a lot of guys in the house, but there were a few room parties going on. And, you know, this group of rugby players showed up, and you could tell they were looking for trouble. I think Corey Miller might have been president at the time, and we kind of had Corey deal with them and turn them away. But these were some grown-ass men, man. I mean, the big, burly, bearded guys that, you know, could pass for 35. And I don't remember how things progressed to this level, but somehow I just remember kind of being outside by myself with them in the corner of the yard, and I could tell things were about to go down. And, you know, I'd had, you know, way too many drinks. And my flying kung fu kick wasn't working for me that night. And I remember getting knocked out and kind of falling face first on the sidewalk. But the best part of the story was really kind of the aftermath the next day, man, when I like woke up pounding headache, kind of couldn't close my mouth. And I'm kind of stumbling to the bathroom, trying to remember what the hell I did the night before. And I look in the mirror and I see, like, my tooth is 45 degrees back in my mouth, man. So I spent all morning, you know, on the weekend calling these dentists to try to find an emergency appointment. Finally found one, and it turned out to be a pediatric dentist. I found that after the fact when I showed up. So I'm sitting in these tiny kids' chairs in the waiting room, right, with, like, stuffed animals all around me, children's books, and the dentist just comes out and just kind of laughs his ass off and takes me back and, you know, fixes me up and tells me to stay out of trouble. So that's my house story.
Was it a small child dentist chair
that I got into? Yeah. I'm like a big ogre, arms and legs hanging off, and yeah, it was a good time.
All right, what about Sweetheart or Virginia? Any Sweetheart stories or Virginia the cook?
Oh yeah, no real Sweetheart stories, nothing I can think of, but in terms of the cook, oh yeah, everyone has kind of Virginia stories. I remember biggest thing that stands out to me is one night we got the idea to break into the kitchen and raid the fridge. And as we were kind of rummaging through the fridge, we found this package of food that was labeled grade E but edible. And we just like we were in absolute horror that, you know, to find out this is kind of the shit that she'd been feeding us. But so that's kind of a classic Virginia memory. But of course, I always remember her sitting back there smoking with a cigarette, you know, about to ash and kind of a pot of chili, either that or bringing her grandkids in to kind of, you know, roam around the house and play in the kitchen while she was working.
That's hilarious. All right. So, you know, how do you think SC really prepared you for the real world, not the partying part, but as far as the organizational part? And what are some situations that you've been able to enjoy hanging out with alumni after college?
Yeah. For me, I think, you know, the biggest thing is just, you know, for me personally, it brought me out of my shell and, brought me out of my comfort zone, helped me kind of be more social, those sorts of things. I definitely think it helps teach you as well to, you know, deal with different people different from you, right? People from different backgrounds and perspectives and interests and people that don't necessarily look like you or dress like you, and really help kind of move beyond your biases and kind of develop friendships with people that you probably wouldn't have had otherwise, really. You know, I think some of the best times I've had and the best friends I've had, you know, maybe wouldn't have happened any other way. So I think that and kind of teaching you respect, even if you don't get along, you know, having something in common, a bond, you know, with people that are bigger than yourself and having each other's back. In terms of kind of what we've done after college getting together, I think you were there. We had, you know, several years ago, we had a reunion of folks, you know, down in Broad Ripple, which was fun. I think one year, a few years ago, when the Ball State football team was undefeated, several of us rented a limo from Indy and went to the game and kind of hit up Dill Street and Bombas and all that afterwards. And, you know, I still get together and you know, with folks in the Indy area, Pledge Brothers and just others, their fraternity brothers, you know, hanging out at concerts, going out for beers, going on vacations together.
Okay. All right. So just in general, you know, if you were going to tell someone thinking about rushing, you know, what they should get out of it going into it, what would you, if you could turn back time, what would you tell them to do as they go into the house?
I think in terms of what to get out of it, you know, lifelong friends, really. I would say, you know, I was an only child growing up, so the brotherhood aspect was really important to me. And knowing that these are guys that, you know, are going to be in your wedding and be there when your kids are born and share your 40th birthday with, and kind of showing up when you need them, and having some of the best times, you know, in your life, really. But, you know, my advice would be to, you know, be active and engaged, you know, and look for opportunities to kind of build your leadership skills, as well as kind of building relationships, and really make sure that you're balancing kind of all the things, right? Like, it's great to have fun, but don't be a dumbass, right? And take schooling seriously and really kind of balance social and academics and athletics and all those things, which I feel like, you know, SAE, back when I was there and probably still is, was just, you know, well-rounded individuals, like, in that regard, well-balanced.
All right. So who would be three guys that you'd love to hear their interview?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear – we seem to be pretty well represented for Beta Nu, my pledge class, but I'd love to hear, you know, from some of the other kind of pledge brothers that I've, you know, don't really keep in close contact with, you know, folks like John Shaver or Chris Lawrence or some of those guys.
What about some of the older or younger guys that you remember?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like Horvath. Horvath was kind of my pledge trainer and my big bro. Like, I'd love to hear from him. Haven't connected with him in quite a while, but Horvath would be one. And just stories from just, you know, old school guys from kind of the 80s or you know, older, talking about the old house and crazier times, I think would be pretty cool to hear.
Okay. All right. Well, I want you to stay on the line, but I think that was awesome. I also need you to send me a pic of your world, you, the fam, or are you doing something crazy, and we'll put it on the site. But Baird, those were some of the hardest I've laughed and some of the best strong three back-to-back-to-back hilarious stories I've heard on this whole thing. So you did a great job.
Yeah, thanks, man. This is awesome. It's fun to kind of reminisce and tell stories and look back on it.
Well, and for everybody else to hear it, it helps their memory because we're all getting older and we've drank a lot.
Yeah. I hear you, brother.
All right, I'm going to close this out. Phi Alpha.
All right, Phi Alpha, man.